Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Having a community is so important in motherhood, and so is taking care of yourself. But it can be a challenge to do it all. Alexandra Desiato and Lauren Sachs know this firsthand. They're mums and co-founders of the Whole Mama Yoga Collective in and around Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They teach yoga for all stages of parenting. And now they have a new book out together called Whole Mama Yoga: Meditation, Mantra, and Movement for Pregnancy and Beyond. And I'm excited that they're here with us. Alexandra, Lauren, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Deepa. We're so happy to be here.
So I loved when this book arrived. I have to tell you, I am the daughter of an Iyengar yoga teacher. So I've had yoga in my life since I was little. And it really, I have to say, has been the most impactful and just meaningful and helpful to me as a mother. So I think you both nailed it. I like high-fived the air when I got your book. But I want to ask you about why you thought to bring this yoga and specifically make it around motherhood. You know, your book starts from the step of trying to conceive a child to postpartum and beyond. These are kind of stages that we don't usually associate with a yoga practice in particular, or a breath practice, or a meditation practice. How does yoga help in those times of a woman and a family's life?
You know, I think that having had yoga as a companion for myself, you know, from right after college through my kids are now 8 and 12, I recognize how much I have leaned on it, and not just when I was pregnant or immediately postpartum. But knowing that we all have emotion that we go through, and those emotions are often heightened because of experiences that we have when our hearts are walking outside of our bodies, as they say. and before, when you're trying to create something that you have dreamed about or have thought about for a long time. And so yoga, just becoming present and bringing myself back and time again to the body and to the breath and to just the joy of that experience, I think is really crucial to all humans, certainly. But the experience of motherhood really relies on that sense of support that yoga offers, I think, through all of its tools.
I like the way you call it yoga and its tools, because it's so much more than just the physical act of yoga. Talk about the meditation element, the breath work, and how those, you know, play into what complements a physical yoga practice.
Well, there are times that you can't just jump into a pose. You can't hop into warrior two when you're in labor, for instance. I mean, you maybe can early on in labor.
That might help.
But eventually not so easily. But breath work is always there for you. There's always an opportunity to get a little quiet, to go inward, to check in with your breath. And sometimes that can be really informal. It can be exactly that. It could be like, what's going on with my breath? Do I want to deepen it? Do I want to slow it down? Do I want to just pause and take one deep breath? But then, of course, yoga also offers some formal pranayama breath work tools, like specific types of breath practices that can help with things like calming down or feeling release, or even getting a little more energized and a little more awake.
I love how in your book you have sequences that mothers can follow at all stages. You have a sequence for courage. You have a sequence for wisdom. You even have a sequence for when you're angry. And I'd love it if you could share maybe an anecdote about how your yoga practice has helped you as a mother personally. Let's start with you, Lauren.
My daughter, Lane, who is a Spitfire, often has really big feelings and tantrums. And recently we were driving and she decided she didn't want to go where we were driving and decided to open the door on a busy road. Fortunately, I locked the door. She wasn't able to get out, but we were both really obviously very upset. And I pulled into a parking lot and I did a breath practice, a pranayama practice that's fairly simple. It's just breathing in for a count of four, holding for a count of seven, and then breathing out for a count of eight. And the focus on lengthening the exhale is what really kind of helps to calm things down and enter a parasympathetic nervous state rather than being engaged in the sympathetic nervous system. So I did that for a few moments and we continued on and she calmed down. And I found when my energy level is with hers and as high as hers, it doesn't do us any good. So when I can bring mine down to lower than her level, it really helps.
Alexandra?
The anecdote that I often reflect on about my relationship between yoga and motherhood is that my daughter and I practice mantra together. If she's nervous about sleep and going to bed, as she often is, we have a little mantra that we say together. This one we just repeat without chanting. So we say, I am home, I am loved, I am safe. And we repeat that several times. And then often as I leave her room, I hear her continuing to repeat it. And sometimes we chant things. But having little phrases that feel imbued with safety and they feel like they're almost like little magic security blankets, I feel like that's been really helpful for both my daughter and me.
I want to confess something to you both and just get your quick advice. I am the mama who did yoga with my babies, with my toddlers, then elementary age children, and they're now tweens and they can't stand yoga. And it breaks my heart. And I feel like I may have like pushed them a little too much. Is that, what do I do?
Well, you are not alone, confession. I would say. Yes, I would say my absolute favorite yoga teacher has the same confession. And I think that it's a natural thing. You know, what exactly are our children supposed to do at that tween age but pull away and discover
so
things for themselves?
So I shouldn't feel like a failure.
No,
of a
you
mama.
Are not a failure. I think that's exactly what was supposed to happen. And maybe they'll come back to it and maybe they won't. But I think that they will carry those tools with them.
That's the thing, Deepa. Lauren and I often talk about how in our years and years of practicing yoga, there are some years we do less asana. There are some years we do less seated meditation. I don't think I meditated once the year my daughter was born. So our yoga practice waxes and wanes, and so might our children's. And right now they are probably espousing their absolute dislike of the practice. But as Lauren pointed out, they have these wonderful tools that you have given them by practicing yoga with them over the years. And I bet they'll find their way back to it.
Oh, well, thank you. You make me feel so much better. I will keep doing my yoga, but let's end by giving our listeners an example to try. Alexandra, do you want to lead us through a lion's breath and explain the benefit of that?
Definitely. Lion's breath is all about relieving energy and getting calmer. So here's how we do it. We'll take a deep breath in through our nose. And as we exhale, we'll sigh out with a ha sound with our tongue sticking out. So it sounds like this.
Oh, I love lion's breath. It really lets so much go. Alexandra Desiato and Lauren Sachs are yoga teachers and authors of the new book, Whole Mama Yoga, Meditation, Mantra, and Movement for Pregnancy and Beyond. Thank you both so much.
We're so grateful
so
for
much,
the time, Deepa.